What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 936. In this episode, I'll discuss why ketamine can sometimes cause post-induction hemodynamic instability when it's used for rapid sequence intubation. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode936. While ketamine is often considered a hemodynamically neutral induction agent for rapid sequence intubation, there are reports of post-induction hypotension and hemodynamic collapse occurring occasionally with ketamine use. For example, in the study I referenced back in episode 672 comparing ketamine and etomidate for RSI, patients who received ketamine had a higher rate of rescue vasopressor use and post-induction cardiovascular collapse than those receiving etomidate. A group of authors recently published an editorial in Intensive Care Medicine that explains this phenomena. In most patients, ketamine stimulates sympathetic outflow, which results in an increase in heart rate and blood pressure. However, ketamine also has negative inotropic effects. What is probably happening is that in healthy patients, the effects from the increase in sympathetic outflow are more prominent than the negative inotropic effects. But there are three types of patients that might be more susceptible to the negative inotropic effects. Number one, critically ill patients might have already maximized their sympathetic outflow in response to their critical illness, and the effects from ketamine cannot increase this further, leaving only the negative inotropic effects to deal with. Number two, critically ill patients with an increased inflammatory response might have a reduced vasopressor effect from any increase in sympathetic outflow, which again leaves ketamine's negative inotropic effects to predominate. And number three, patients with heart failure have chronic sympathetic activation and may also not experience further sympathetic outflow from ketamine, again leaving the negative inotropic effects to predominate. All of these types of patients may also experience hemodynamic instability from other induction agents such as etomidate or propofol, but it's important to consider these scenarios when selecting an induction agent and when for preparing for possible adverse effects from these agents. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to practical training on airway pharmacology and the use of ketamine in critical care from a pharmacist's point of view, along with many other resources to help in your practice. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.